All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, kings, queens.
Oh, now we're leading with kings.
Fuck them.
When this is for queens. Fuck them. With a sprinkle of queens.
Well, welcome back, y'all.
Have a
welcome
couple back. Men listen and you know lose your
to,
damn mind.
No. I have to just go back to calling y'all my pet names.
The boo-boo babies.
My boo-boo babies. Welcome back. If you identify as a boo-boo baby, you are welcome here, period. Hey.
Big purr.
Yes.
So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So how's it going?
It's going good. A couple weeks into the new year. I'm riding it.
Like a rodeo.
Okay? Cowgirl.
Like at a rodeo. Point,
yeah. Hog tie.
Like a rodeo.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic. I feel like we're getting in a little groove and I'm excited. I don't know if y'all seen the things that we've been doing on the Instagrams, on the internets. Get your ass over there if you haven't. If you have not, then get over there. Because things are happening.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
Things are moving.
Go engage with the content.
The ball is rolling.
Yeah. The fire has started. The fire actually has been started. We added gasolina to it.
I got a hoopla gasolina.
Dame la gasolina.
What are they even saying? But anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22.
How are you feeling?
I've only been here 6 days, but, yeah.
But how are you
5 days. I'm feeling good. Echoing last week's statements, sentiments about feeling hopeful, excited.
Yeah. We're a couple days in. Although Betty White died. She
was the first to go. Damn. Actually, she died before we even got into the new year, right?
Oh, New Year's Eve?
Oh, no. She died on the second.
She died on January 1st. Because I seen it, Santana was also trending, and people like, Betty White's dying on the same day that Santana's trending and all that.
Why?
Does that for a matter? Sex tape? Santana was trending for a sex
did
tape?
Did you see Jill Scott supposedly has
absolutely not. I do not want to see it.
Jill Scott said, I can imagine her doing some freaky shit.
I don't want to see it.
Is it the way?
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it either, but I know it's a thing. So how was your weekend?
No more sex tapes in 2022.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was I don't know what I did. I guess it was cool. Saturday, oh, it was chill.
Let me tell you what the weekend, because it wasn't that chill. Friday, we had to do. We had to do our, Saturday, we had to do our Smirnoff content.
Yeah.
Sunday, we did the,
That was actually Friday.
Oh, mm-hmm. Friday.
Friday.
Saturday, I don't know what you did. That was New Year's Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kept it pretty low key. Chill with my grandma.
Sunday, we did the Smirnoff experience the Chargers in the Broncos game.
At SoFi Stadium.
That was my first football game professional.
How did you feel?
NFL.
She's a fan. She's a fan of a fucking sports team.
Well, I saw the people up close, even the players.
Yeah.
Up close and personal. That was my first time at a game, and I had premium seats. It was so good. I mean, the fans, football fans really be...
Turned,
dressed. They wear all the nail,
yeah. Yeah.
They be lit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool to see, and it was nice that Smirnoff provided beautiful libations.
Yeah, it was a good time. It really was a good time, y'all. We had an amazing time. If you were there, I didn't see none of y'all because nobody said,
yeah,
black or bravado, but
it wasn't, yeah.
Your faves were in the building and we were holding it down for you know who. Oh.
Yeah.
We were holding it down.
We were holding it down.
For the girls. And it was just a blast and just a preview of what I know is more to come.
So you had a good time being a brand ambassador?
I had a great time. I said, oh my God. I could totally get used to this. Follow me, hoe.
I could totally.
We had the cameras behind us, the cameras in front of us. It was just a movie.
Yeah.
It was a movie.
It was a vibe.
It was a movie. We had our vendor badges on, you know, making plays. Making plays, no pun, at the football game. It was an amazing time. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good weekend.
It was.
It was a good weekend.
I enjoyed myself.
And now we're here, back at work.
Yes.
Well, we were working then, too. That's the type of work I like.
Yeah. I like it all.
I was dreading going like back to my white man gig.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was dreading.
It was really a surreal.
Surreal.
Two words.
Surreal.
It was a surreal. It was a surreal moment, just like actually being in the energy of like an influencer, if you will.
And shout out to all the homegirls who organically came and gave
us with the content.
Yes. We didn't even have to hold a gun up to your head.
Yeah.
Y'all just came and did that. So thank y'all. Y'all already know the vibes. Let's keep that up.
Period.
Let's keep
that
up.
That's really important. And I'm noticing the value behind that. So when I see my friends posting like sponsor content or like they do a partnership, I'm in the comments like, yay, I see you. We love it. We're here because of this person.
Yeah. That's important.
It's important.
Key.
So
it's key.
Y'all keep doing it for us, and we're gonna keep doing it for everybody else. Circle of life.
The circle of life. So let's keep the circle of life going with the ratings and the reviews. Please
take them over to Spotify.
Yes. Baby. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a rating and review there. If you listen on Spotify, you can rate the podcast there.
Which cool. I like.
Which I love.
I like that. Don't need those crazy words.
Yeah, all you got to do is just click 5 stars. That's it. Nothing else. So 5 stars is the only option if you're listening on Spotify. And if you are a YouTube mommy or poppy, please subscribe and you can leave a comment there.
Comments only.
That's where I've been living. I've been living in the YouTube comments, responding back to the girls.
Oh, cute.
I've been responding.
I love
that. Because it ain't that many of y'all over there yet. So get me while you can. Get
the direct message from
Brittany.
Get
to YouTube. So let me read the review of the week. Why don't I?
Yeah.
Because somebody came the fuck through. And her name is Jaslyn Garcia. She says, so grateful I found you, ladies. So loving, real, and raw. That's what the world needs. Every podcast leaves me with peace and knowledge. I was listening on Apple Music and I heard Hope You're Watching on YouTube. I came straight here. Kisses to the both of you. XOXO.
Love you. Jazz.
Love you, Jazz.
So sweet. Thank you for your kind words. My heart is beating. The Taurus already know what's up.
Yes.
J15 is coming. You know that's about to be loaded up.
J15 loading. All these damn J's. J15. J whatever.
J15 is coming.
J8. It's like J5, J6. Huh.
I just know J15 is
period. That's the only one that matters. That's only J that matters.
Yes. So, thank y'all for the ratings and review. Really appreciate it. Make sure you also get on over to Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon is our exclusive membership community. It's where we share our tea, our personal business. Mm-hmm. We provide a bunch of bonus content every month, playlists, journal prompts. We have to get back on those journal prompts. Tell us if that's valuable for y'all. Prompts, audio affirmations, visual affirmations, a bunch of stuff. And we're reloading that thing for the new year.
We are.
We're reloading it. So if you already love it,
a revamp,
you're going to really love it over there.
Yeah, so let's shout out our patrons.
Let's get it.
We have quite a few this week.
That's music to my ears, quite a few.
We have quite a few. We dropped a little snippet of our love bombed episode. So you can find the full episode over on Patreon along with the video. Mm-hmm. So we have Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Lanique. Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, girl.
Raven.
Hey, Raven, girl.
Julie.
Hey, Julie, girl.
Nadia.
Hey, Nadia, girl.
And Therese.
Hey, Therese. Girl. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for joining the gang over there.
So, yeah, get on over there on Patreon.
Yeah, get your asses over there. Last week's episode, mm-hmm. That's where I come in. What the hell? Why is my memory shot to hell?
I'm here.
We talked about idealizing your romantic partners. This was a good episode. This was a real episode. We talked about why we do it. Sometimes it's something that we're lacking on the inside. On the inside. It's been a long time since we said that. Maybe you're dealing with some trauma from childhood or adolescence that you have to work on. Mm-hmm. There's just so many factors that that causes us to idealize our romantic partners and relationships. So if you think that may be a pattern for you or just want to learn more about it, get on over there and listen. Get back there. Get back there last week.
Get on over there.
It was really good.
So this week we are going to be talking about a concept. Before I even introduce it, let's just hold on convo. Have you ever felt like you were stuck, unsure in what direction you wanted to go, kind of confused, wondering like, what should I do?
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like it's a common feeling.
Yeah, it happens often.
The girls,
especially, like it can happen at any age. Transitional periods, though.
After college.
Mm-hmm. Even during college.
Nothing
like thinking you want to do something and then realizing that the major is hard as fuck and being like, okay, where do I pivot?
That was me.
Same.
Came in as an ambitious, doe-eyed biology major.
Yeah.
Bitch, that organic chemistry hit me. I said,
where's the sociology?
Where's the psychology?
It's giving slap
something that requires
ass.
Heavy reading. This science and shit, I can't keep hitting up my lab partner. I can't be leaning in and leaning on the lab partner this heavy to where I'm just fish out of water every class.
I, too, had a lab partner I leaned in on. I'm like, give me your work, nigga.
Give me the note. Give me the composition book.
I was so foul. I did not turn no reports in all year. And then I hit my professor with a sob story. I'm like, I take a full accountability. Please let me turn in the lab reports for 50% of the grade. At that, I was doing so bad. I'm like, even 50% of doing, like, if she gives me half credit on each lab report, I can pass the class.
Damn. And she was like, okay. Class with a D?
Probably a C.
Okay.
But I got all the lab reports that were already graded from my lab partner and just turned them all in. So I didn't even have to really do them. I just copied them. But that was risky. And don't do that. Don't do that. Because she could have been like, hell no.
Yeah.
Those teachers be real sympathetic.
Those stories don't
and
have to be, but yeah, received. Definitely felt stuck when I was transitioning that major, but also post-college, I'm like, you know, what's going on with the jobs? Because with a major like psychology, you need to be getting an advanced degree. And I was done.
You were tapped out.
I was done. So I'm like, it's not giving advanced degree me. I don't know what the hell is going on. And even working in corporate settings for years, I'm like, what is really the direction? Like, where is this leading? What is the career path?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is my real plan? What is the trajectory? Where are the coins? All these thoughts. And I'm like, you know what? Bitch is feeling stuck.
Yeah.
I'm feeling stuck. So, for the girlies
like a dump truck.
For the girlies who may also have some familiar feelings of being stuck, this
goes out to you.
This is for you.
This one goes out to you. My number one, number
so
one.
So when we were thinking about what we want to talk about at the top of the year, we wanted to talk about something that's kind of unconventional because we can all write down goals, plans, ambitions of a rider.
Yeah.
But sometimes the reality is we don't know what the fuck. What goals are we writing?
Mm-hmm. Where do we go?
Where are we going? What do I even want to do? I don't know where to start with the goals because, like I said, we're stuck. So we stumbled upon this method called the Lighthouse Method, which is a concept that was founded by a life coach. Well, a social scientist turned life coach named Stacy Kim.
Dr. Kim.
Dr. Stacy Kim.
Dr. Stacy Kim.
She founded this concept, which basically helps people who just feel like they're stuck. They don't really know what direction they want to go in. They don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. It helps you rediscover your joy, find out what you're passionate about or what brings you peace. You know, it just helps you recenter and be geared to head towards what it is you really want to do. Goals. It helps you create some goals.
It's really good for the mommies who feel like they want to make a pivot. Like, I've been doing something for so long, whether it's a career path, whether it's a role you've been playing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to do something new.
Yeah. So the Lighthouse Method is, it can be referred to or thought about as just taking the scenic route, enjoying the journey, taking the baby steps to get to the said destination, but really enjoying the path to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about a lighthouse, we can just explain it. If you think about a lighthouse, usually it's a signal that you are heading towards land or that you are heading to like a safer destination. If you're in the water, imagine being in the rockety ocean.
And I'm scared because I'm one of the blacks that can't swim.
Imagine we're in a boat, not the Titanic, but like a little boat or something. And we're rowing. And
we need to know when we can rest.
We need to know when there is refuge.
Right.
It's dark outside and all we can see is the lighthouse. We don't know what the journey is going to look like to get there. We don't even know how we're going to get there. It's just about keeping our eyes on the little lighthouse and doing what we got to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Just rowing, just making it a thing, enjoying the process.
And that's how we can apply the Lighthouse Method to our lives. We're going to enjoy the journey. We're going to take small steps every day to get to where we're trying to get. We're going to pivot if needed.
Mm-hmm.
But it removes some of the
pressure.
That's the exact word I was going to say.
Pressure.
It relieves some of the pressure that we put on ourselves when we are goal focused, but like, sort of like destination focused goals.
Yeah. 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 When it's like, I know I want to get a new job. Mm-hmm. And then that becomes the whole, you know, idea.
Right.
So yeah, removing the pressure is really good. It's a good way to set a goal without setting a goal.
Yes.
That's it. We're reframing our perspective around what it looks like to achieve in the new year. Because everybody doesn't have the ability to sit down and be like, this is what I want to do. I know it. I know how to get there. You know?
Everything's not that clear cut. Like, for instance, if you want to do something like, I want to be a doctor, you know, and you know that you need to go get your undergraduate degree in a science most times. Then you know that you need to go get a medical degree.
Right.
Then you know you're going to go into a residency. And then you pick your practice. And then that's that. When you want to become a lawyer, you know the steps. You take the, I don't know.
LSAT.
The LSAT. You go to law school. You take the bar. You become a practicing attorney. And
y'all know the vibes.
Right.
It's easy.
But there's some things where it's just like, you don't have that clear cut. You do this, and then that happens. That's not the vibe all the time.
Yeah.
So we're lighthousing it.
Lighthouse.
We're lighthousing it. So let's talk about some of the reasons why bitches get stuck.
Let's get it.
Because we get stuck. And Dr. Stacy, she mentions three main reasons we often get stuck and when we're trying to figure out what the hell we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Let's get this shit.
Let's get this shit. So a lot of the times we spend, as women, we spend so much of our time and our precious resources giving, pouring into these roles, mother, wife, sister, employee, friend,
woman to nigga, significant other.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're pouring our all. We're always giving. And oftentimes we milk ourselves. We allow ourselves to be milk dry to where in our giving, we often forget about giving to ourselves.
Yeah.
The focus that we need to think about, what is it that actually fills me up?
Yeah.
Fill me up.
Sing it. Sing it.
What is it that actually fills me up? You really don't realize how much time passes by when you're doing, giving. That you'll be like, what the fuck am I doing? Why do I feel like this?
Yeah.
What am I actually doing? I've been doing a lot. I can feel I'm exhausted. I've been doing so much. Mm-hmm. But what really am I doing? I feel stuck now. Sometimes it's when the kids are gone.
And then when the kids are gone, the mamas, y'all know how this is. When the kids are gone, you don't have time to do nothing. You don't want to even do nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like I have a few moments of solace. I have a few moments of peace. No regrets running around. Mm-hmm. Let me relax. Yeah, it's difficult. It can be hard.
Yeah.
It can be hard. You know, women, we will pour out, baby. Pour me out.
It'll be nothing left in the kettle.
Nothing left.
Nothing left.
Nothing left. That's definitely a reason why we get stuck.
Yeah.
And not know what it is that we want to do.
Yeah.
Another reason Dr. Stacy mentioned that we get stuck is sometimes we get into these jobs, y'all, that we stay for at so long, or we build a career, and then one day we wake up and realize, I don't even like this place. It's not a vibe. I don't like the people. I don't like the workload. I don't like coming here. I don't like the traffic.
I feel right.
I don't like any of it. But then it's hard for us to shift or pivot and even build up the courage to find another job, because it's like, am I too old to start over?
Yeah.
Or, you know, we just get so wrapped up in the stability that we don't even consider what it would be like to leave. It's like, oh, no, that's too risky. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I've been there.
We don't even want to.
I feel like I'm there now.
With your white man gig?
Yeah, like there's parts of my job that I really enjoy, but I feel like this pandemic has really rocked me off my feet. I'm like, damn, I know I don't want to do it forever. I know that much for sure.
There's nothing about my job that I enjoy outside of the paycheck. The steady.
Oh, yeah.
The paycheck. Nothing fulfills
me. Nothing?
No.
No.
I want freedom. I want to be creative. Yeah. I want to be, have the work that I do have some sort of purpose. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some people who can flip and tumble the corporate setting to fit, but nah.
Yeah.
If I'm keeping it to Virgil's, there none of it. It's not giving any of that.
Yeah.
It's giving a steady paycheck, though, which I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. But, yeah.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Sometimes I look, I say, wow. Wow.
And that's another reason why some of us get stuck, because we don't believe that what we want is attainable for us. Mm. Being able to be creative, being able to have freedom, being able to have flexibility, also coupled with the financial piece.
Period. That's a real deal. Holyfield.
Yeah. Having all of those things.
Yeah. Believing somebody will pay you for your creative practice or your creative ventures, whatever it is, your art, your podcast, y'all, what?
And giving up the stability of that steady paycheck that I just said I appreciate to pursue.
Yeah, hell no. I'm holding on to my keyboard. I'm holding on to that keyboard.
To pursue the other things?
You ain't getting me off this keyboard until I can guarantee that the money's in the bank.
That's very scary. It's very scary. And we talk ourselves out of it. And we are insecure. I know for sure. I'm like, you know, how do I know this money is
guaranteed?
And is it going to come on time? Because, you know, people be dragging their feet when it comes time to pay invoices. But when it comes to that check, I know when I wake up.
Period.
On the Friday, every other Friday.
Period, okay.
Every other Friday, I know my check is going to be there. I don't got to call nobody. I don't got to
send no emails.
I go to sleep peacefully and I rise peacefully.
Like that meme, how I'm sleeping peacefully knowing no niggas cheating on me. That's how I sleep knowing my check is hitting my account at 12 o'clock midnight. I'm like, feels like money.
It's not even a thought. You just know that.
Right. You know it's there. You don't even have to think twice about it. And that's a good ass feeling.
It is.
But. The whole nose of these jobs and these steady paychecks.
And the stability, because it is very
predictable.
Frightening. And, you know, we've been conditioned to think one way. So there's a lot of deprogramming that has to take place for us to be like, you know what? I don't have to go the conventional route. I can provide for myself. I can be fruitful. I can be fulfilled by doing something that I actually enjoy.
And people will pay me for it.
They'll continue to pay me for it. And I'm not going to be struggling.
That's the mindset shift. People will pay me for what I do. Mm-hmm. That's enjoyable, that I find enjoyable. That's an affirmation. I do enjoyable work and people pay me for it.
Period.
All 2020, 2022
and beyond. And I love that affirmation.
What health goals are y'all setting for the new year? I've personally been striving for excellence when it comes to my health, honey. And I started the new year off with Ned CBD products. And when I tell you I've never felt better, she's never felt better.
And I know you homegirls and homeboys have heard us rant and rave about Ned's products, but let me tell you a little bit more. Ned's products are full of premium CBD and a whole spectrum of cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, and trichomes. These aspects come together to relieve stress, anxious feelings, pesky pains, headaches, and so much more. Listen, there's no more pain meds for me when it comes to period cramps and migraines. I just use Ned instead.
And Ned is USDA certified organic, y'all. Y'all know I love me some organic produce and products. They share third-party lab results, full ingredient lists, and more right on their website. I stand the transparency, and y'all know I appreciate a company that backs their products with science and nature-based solutions.
So let me tell y'all about Ned's De-Stress Blend. I just can't get enough of it. Starting my mornings with it has truly been a game changer, and Ned uses a one-to-one formula of CBD and CBG made from the world's purest full-spectrum hemp and botanical infusions. It's all organic too.
If you're suffering from any lack of sleep, anxiety, or pains that won't go away, Ned's Sleep Blend is that girl. Try it out. Their products take care of all of that and so much more.
So, if you'd like to give Ned a try, Black Girl Bravado listeners get 15% off Ned products with code Bravado.
Visit helloned.com/bravado to get access. That's helloned.com/bravado to get 15% off.
Thank you to our friends at Ned for sponsoring the show and offering our listeners a natural remedy for some of life's most common health issues.
Only the best for the best, honey, period. There are a few things that keep us stuck. That's what gets us stuck. But honey, we be in the shackles.
Okay.
And take them off so we can dance. So there are multiple reasons that keep us stuck in place, right? Perfectionism, procrastination, wanting things to be exactly planned out the way that we perceive them. Oh, really? It's you? It's giving you?
It's giving Virgo.
Yeah. But typically when things aren't clear and there's a path, like we mentioned about certain career choices and paths, it's easy to, it makes sense for things to be planned and prepared. You could lean into that and be like, I know this makes sense. But when you don't necessarily know the destination of where you're going, it can become troublesome.
Hell yeah.
It can become troublesome. Furthermore, if you're a perfectionist, who needs a plan? Oh, baby.
You won't get anywhere.
Nowhere.
That's what often happens, because reality is there are a lot of things where you are not going to be able to have a crystal clear cut plan of before you get started. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to do, which is what we did with this podcast. And it had to be God. It's because we didn't have the intention, the original intent for it to turn into a business, which really saved our asses, because we would have been like, we got to have this and we got to have that before we can even sit down and start talking.
Yeah, for sure.
It
would have deterred us.
We wouldn't have started.
Because we do want things to be presented nicely and well so that it can be received as best as possible. But like you mentioned, that's just not always the vibe, especially with creative ventures. There's no real perfect time to do anything. There's no real perfect way to do anything.
And there should always be some room for a revamping.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to constantly recreate and reassess things that need to change. The way you start is not going to be the way you finish. You might start off with some packaging that had a paper label.
Honey.
And as months go by, you start getting more business, more revenue. You say, you know what? We're going to make this a little label that can't be fucked with. It now is laminated.
I mean, it's the same way. The podcast is really the best example, y'all, because we started off with a snowball. A snowball mic between the two of us in my lap. Honestly, we didn't even start with a mic.
We started with
my computer mic, my laptop mic, okay? The external mic.
We started with a logo that was from some bath salts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. Okay, original BGB listeners, y'all remember our girl, hands, meditative pose, rocks on head. You remember? She-
From our balance.
And she was in a little, she was in a very cute shape. Y'all remember that? But we did have a, okay, our initial business venture was the Balanced Body Company. Now, don't nobody take that, but if you do, give us credit, bitch. Run it.
We had the Balanced Body Company where Jeremy and I were making up, whipping up bath salts. We had witness source essential oils, salt.
Crystals of sorts.
Crystals. We got containers.
We got rose petals.
We got so many things, and we were whipping up.
Like a chef in the kitchen,
we
honey.
Were whipping up bath salts
and giving them out as testers.
We were serious.
We were.
And you know, we weren't passionate about that. That fell by the wayside, but we kept that logo and flipped it.
We're like, this will be the logo.
And flipped it for this damn podcast.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? I took that little logo. I put that bitch in Canva. I said, you are now called the Black
We renamed
Don't
her.
Play with us.
Listen. Listen. Oh, my God. My eyes are watering.
Baby.
We renamed her. Okay? We gave her a new purpose. She was got a new purpose that day.
She had a new attitude.
But my point is, y'all see how little we started with.
Yeah.
It was really a little. It was a little bit, but we were passionate. We found joy in it. It gave us a purpose. And doing it has brought us consistently, has mm-hmm. brought us to this point where it is more like, okay, the logo, the studio. I mean, it's a different vibe now. But we started from very humble beginnings, and that's really okay. Because it's just not going to be perfect.
It's not.
And I don't know if y'all remember, but we're going to remind y'all about the Be Do Have method. Mm. This thought process that you just need to... take on, embody what it is that you want, right? You be it, then you start to do it, and eventually you'll have it. So employ that, put these pieces together, mix these bitches up.
Lighthouse and the Be Do Have. Yeah. That's the thing.
Combo them.
When you have a toolkit, you got to use a nail. You might have to go and get the hammer.
Yes, wrench.
Right.
There's a few things. Go back and listen to Be Do Have. It was a really good episode, mm-hmm. reframing your mind about what it is that you want, what it is you want to achieve. You have to really internalize it and believe that you're going to be whatever it is that you see yourself being, work towards getting it, and you're going to look up and be like, damn, that's how I felt this weekend. That's how I felt. It just felt so surreal. And we can talk about that more on the check-in. But I feel like it's still relevant to this conversation about really not having a path or fitting in the path slowly. It reveals itself, or the fucking...
The end goal.
The end goal, like, really materializes. It's like this whole time we have conversations about being these, like, amazing podcast hosts and having all the things that we want and going on tour and being brand ambassadors and just everything that we foresee the brand really being, right? We really internalize the feelings and talk about it often. Like, this is the year of the bag. And y'all, there's been many years where the bag, it wasn't the year of the bag, but this is it. But we have those constant conversations, and then we look up and it's like, we're doing those things.
Yeah.
And now we have them. Like, we're getting paid to show up as the Black Girl Bravado. That is amazing to me.
Yeah.
That's so amazing to me. And even the fact that y'all support this show day after day, time after time. Like, what?
Yeah.
Just start. That's all we really saying. Just start. You never know where. Show me your bottom. Show me the bottom. Show me your bottom. Show me where you started. That mean?
I don't know where that is.
What? It was like everybody's saying they started from the bottom. Well, show me your bottom. Because this is where I started. And it shows people from, like, where, like, say they started braiding, they showed a raggedy braids.
Okay, I got you.
It's a glow up of sorts.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Period.
No, for real. Yeah, definitely. The Be Do Have is a real thing that can be coupled with the Lighthouse Method, couple for sure. And just understanding that there's no perfect way to do anything. Like, just do it. Figure it out along the way. Just start doing. And that's what we're doing. We're just going to start heading towards that lighthouse.
Which is, even you just saying there's no perfect way to do anything, there really isn't. You can look to certain brands, people, influencers for a blueprint, but literally everybody does it differently. There's no one set way that's going to work for everybody.
Yeah, take some, people always say, I can give you the recipe, but you can't make up the sauce.
Period.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. It's real.
Yeah.
There's successful podcasters who we know, who we're friends of. Their recipe does not work for us. And it just is what it is. But everybody's doing their own shit. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
There's no right way.
You have
there's
to do
no
what works
way.
For you. And we just figure that out by...
Doing. Showing up.
And that's what we're going to do.
That's it.
So there are, the Lighthouse Method consists of 5 strategies. So we're going to walk you through the strategies. The first part is get out of your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know a get out of my head song.
Get out of your mind.
Oh, yeah. That one. And remember the Ashley Simpson song? Out of my.
No.
Okay. You don't remember. You went into the alt. No. Alt pop. Okay.
Nah.
Okay. Someone's going to remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just going to pick a direction and start taking steps towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Don't feel like this is the end all be all. Just pick a direction. Sometimes you got to try a few things before you find out what sticks. Just like we were in there trying whipping up bath salts. That was really a seed planted. That was a seed planted of us doing
being
business
in partnership.
Together.
You're right.
That was a seed planted. You know what? We're going to be business partners.
Yeah.
And it started with the bath salts, and we were feet to the pavement figuring out how to do this shit.
We were like, we have to be entrepreneurs. We're entrepreneurs. Brittany's been saying that since I met her.
Yeah.
I don't see myself working. I feel like I'm an entrepreneur. That was when you were doing your YouTube venture. I said.
And you know what? That was 10 years ago. So don't think I'm an overnight success. Don't think I'm an overnight success. That was
She's
10
been
years
in front of the camera.
That was 10 years ago.
She's been in front of the camera.
Yeah, I always knew that God had more for me. I just didn't know where he had it at.
And
but
now
I've been on the hunt for it.
Yes, she's been on the hunt.
I've been on the motherfucking hunt, okay?
The next strategy, y'all, is to go with the flow, honey. Go with the flow.
Let it flow.
Yeah, that's what she said. Tony said that. Do things that rekindle passion, things that you want to just do for fun. Pick up some old hobbies. All that's going to spark creativity in you. It's really going to spark it.
Mm-hmm.
Take some time. Sometimes I find it difficult, and y'all let me know if this is your struggle too, that I get so wrapped up in the day-to-day of life that I can group work and my work together. My work here and my work all is the same. And then there's like the scheduled fun, like, oh, we're going to a day party. But there's no in between where I'm like, I'm going to paint. Not that painting's my thing, but like, say, skating. I'm going to invest some time to like skate. That's what I want to do. There's little of that that I actually do that's like hobby, solo hobby for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be good, a good practice for the new year. Like,
I agree.
Implementing a hobby, not just like reading or, although reading is fun.
Just something that can get your creative
juices
flowing.
Yes. Because it's easy, although I love doing this, and there's parts of my job, like I said, that I do appreciate, but it gets, it's just like, okay, routine. It becomes very routine.
Everything becomes routine, and it's kind of crazy because you don't realize how much we routinize things, if that's even a word.
Mm.
Like, even something as simple as like shopping.
Yeah.
That's something that used to be like more creative and fun and mm-hmm. inspirational for me. But now it's like, I need an outfit at the last minute. I'm looking for an outfit. Oh my God, I'm pressed. And
as opposed to like really curating a look.
Curating a look, going thrifting, going to little vintage stores, finding little pieces that like, you know, I love, that move me.
Yeah. Things that make your person, like, that's really what it is. Things that, like, individualizes you.
Exactly.
Where you feel like, oh, I'm so happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Just not being so routine.
We got to tap into that.
It's really just tapping in and being intentional. And I that fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
It fell by the wayside, but it's being picked back up.
Period. Yeah.
That it's way. Being picked the fuck back up.
Yeah.
Period. Okay, so third strategy. We're going to take baby steps in the direction that we like to go.
I love a baby step.
I love a baby step too, because baby, you know, steps. What? We're moving.
Yeah.
Taking baby steps is better than not moving at all. We don't have to take leaps and bounds all the time. The baby steps are really underrated.
Yeah.
Because once you look back, in hindsight, your baby steps
then turn into an adult.
Yeah, you realize that, wow, when we did that, and then we did this, and then we did that, and then this happened.
Yeah.
It's like the big shit before, it seems like it fell in your lap. When you really look back, it's like, you know what? We really had some shit lined up to get to the big thing.
For sure.
So, take the baby steps, because
I'm baby stepping all throughout this new year.
Take the baby steps, and we're going to feel the gratification that comes each time we take a step in the right direction. No matter how small it is, we are going to be celebrating all of our fucking wins.
I love that. I seen that, actually. Like, every time something good happens, write it down so that you can review it at the end of the year.
Oh, I saw that Skylar Marshall.
I think, that's probably...
Yeah, she said every win that she does, that she gets, she's going to write it down and put it in a little jar so that she can reflect at the end of the year. I think that's a phenomenal practice. We need to have a little jar here.
Right there.
Got an email from.
Yeah.
Had a meeting with.
Yes, I think we should.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we just look back and the year's a blur. It's like, what happened?
And then we'd be like, next year we have to level up.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, we've done a lot of leveling.
Right.
Period. So I like that. I'm baby stepping all year.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me, hoes. So next strategy is to keep the momentum when it's tough, y'all. Even when it's difficult, just keep rowing in the direction that you plan to go. See your lighthouse. Know your desire, vaguely, generally, and just keep moving. Little small strokes, little. It goes back to the baby steps. As long as you're moving, you're still moving.
It's kind of like it's kind of like a vibrator.
Huh? What? Wait, what?
Because a vibrator gives little small.
If that's how you like yours. If that's how you like yours. You know, some people want that.
No, I'm saying, but that little. It's little small pokes until the next thing you know, your legs are shaking.
The Splash Mountain. She said it. Get yourself a Tracy's dog. What's the fifth strategy?
The fifth strategy is understanding that pivoting can be a good thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might be on a path and you might have gotten a little way and you realize, oh, I got to take a left. I have to go to another direction, and that is okay. We cannot beat ourselves up. Sometimes we feel like, I'm too old for this. I'm running out of time. I don't got time to start over. People my age don't do shit like this. I'm going to have to be in school for 4 years. Look at it. If you're 30 now and you're 34 when you're done.
No big deal.
No biggie.
Yeah.
But you're done. You ain't even going to care when you're 34 because the time was going to pass anyway. So don't be as scared of the pivot. Don't be as scared.
Don't be
as
don't scared. Be afraid. Scared and afraid.
Don't be afraid of pivoting.
Yeah. And a scenario looks like you thought that was your lighthouse. You were on your way there and then you said, actually, that ain't it. My lighthouse is over here.
Yeah.
It's all good. Just get to the directions. Mm-hmm. Just start turning your boat, child.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also, we're letting go of anchors.
Mm.
That's another way that we're pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to let some shit off of your boat so that you can move, drift towards the lighthouse with more ease, with more flow. You got to cut off people, things,
ideas, beliefs, job, whatever it is, whatever your anchors might be that are keeping you down.
Yes.
Straddled to the fence.
Get rid of the weight.
Get rid of it.
So that we can pivot.
And move forward.
Oh, I got to take this off.
Yeah.
I got to let this go.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be able to head into the right direction with a little bit more ease, because we do want to go with the flow. That's the whole point. We're going with the flow here.
And that's that on that. So hopefully you all can implement the lighthouse method this year. We know there's a lot of girlies during this time who are writing down their resolutions, honey, writing down their intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a handful of us who are like, fuck them resolutions. I don't even know what I want to do. And this is the method for you.
It is.
Just figure out what your lighthouse is, or just start doing things that make you feel joyful. We adore thee. Yeah. Rekindle some passions. Take some time. Go with the flow. Take the pressure off of yourself to execute something right now. Write a list. Take that all off of yourself and just exist. Just be.
Just be and do and have. Yes. So, in the new year, we're going to have a new piece of the show for you all. We're going to have segments. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to surprise you each week with whatever segments on our heart. This week, we have a segment called Read Me, Sis. Mm-hmm. So, when you hear Read Me, Sis, it is going to be a read of ourselves, maybe of others.
Yeah.
This week, I got read. So, as some of the girls know, I have started on my therapy journey. And, you know, I was talking to my therapist, and one of the topics I talk about a lot in therapy, this is only my second therapist, but is relationships.
Did you have therapy today, no?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A regular.
Yeah. She's checked in.
She signed up and checked in. Yeah. So I have it tomorrow. But anyway, we were talking about relationships. And she was just asking me, what are some of the conversations that I have had when I was dating? And I was like, you know, it's a lot of like small talk and what do you want? What are you looking for? Blah, 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 blah. She was like, then what do you say that you want and what you're looking for? And I said, I say that I want commitment, serious relationship, things like that. And she was like, and when does that conversation usually take place? And I said, it usually takes place early, like the first date. And she was like, why do you feel the need to say that you're looking for commitment on the first date? And I was like, so people know what
the
vibes,
these niggas know
what the vibes are,
what they're getting into,
because I know there's a lot of different ways that people date, and ultimately that is what I was looking for. So I'm like, yeah, I thought that's what we should be doing. And she was like, yeah, you seem to have some relationship anxiety. Like, basically wanting to push commitment. And that her advice was like, you know, just go with the flow, not in a naive way.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
not.
You can definitely state your intentions and what, you know, your expectations are when appropriate, but don't feel so pressed or, you know, don't be pushing commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, relationship anxiety. I ain't even had never heard of that. So that might be an episode topic.
Oh.
Relationship anxiety.
From her therapist to your ears. And that's that. So how do you feel? How did you feel like you took that information and applied it? Or what was your
takeaway
and just like, you know, how did you process it? That's what I wanted to say.
I felt like when she said that, I felt like there may have been some truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a commitment mommy. I do want commitment. In the commitment, I find security and safety. That is the reason why I want commitment. I don't feel like I just want people to commit to me for fuck's sake. Like, everybody commit, commit, commit. But I feel like if we're seriously dating, once the commitment occurs, I find safety in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's okay, but also I think ultimately what I gathered from that and just from other work in self-awareness is that I have safety in myself. Like, you know, I'm safe by myself. And when commitment comes, that's great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. But I don't have to, like, heavily rely on that commitment to be, like, my safety, all of my safety.
Yeah, good. The work is happening. I'll share my therapy session in another week.
Another time.
Another time.
Yeah.
But that was good. I'm glad. I'm glad you learned that about yourself. That was good. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing. So.
So we're going to leave you with that.
Yeah. And we're also going to leave you with a sneak peek. Next week, make sure you come back. Same place, same time. Where we'll be talking about excellence over perfection.
Because
We're all striving for that too.
Probably will be another read for me.
Yeah,
but no. I think I've been doing better.
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Baby steps toward the lighthouse. Thank y'all so much for listening. Thank our sponsors for keeping the lights on in this biatch.
Yes.
Thank our patrons.
Yes.
And thank y'all for rocking with us, y'all.
And we
going into year six.
Wow. We're here. We are here.
We are here.
We have a first grader. All right, y'all.
We'll see y'all next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.